Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show with Love. I am your host, Alfreda Love, and today we have a very special guest. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, Lord. Lord God, we thank you for blessing us to rise this morning and get started on our way, Lord. We thank you for the protection you've given us. We're asking you, would you bless each guest who come on the show, Heavenly Father, bless their ministry, bless everything they touch to prosper, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless this show to uplift someone and to just help someone in a very special way. And we're asking, would everything be done that is pleasing to your sight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And the scripture for today is, of course, 1 Chronicles 29:17, and it says, "The Lord is an examiner of our heart. He is greater than our hearts and knows all things." 1 John 3:20, God cannot be deceived. So without further ado, in the moment you all have been waiting for, I'm going to introduce a hilarious comedian, a speaker, author, and she's much, much more. So I would like to introduce to some and present to others, Miss T. Miss T, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, Dr. Love, I am here. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Awesome. Just wonderful.
Great, great, great. I have some questions to ask you about your God-given talent. So here we go. All right.
Okay.
So how did you begin your career in comedy and speaking?
Well, the comedy came as an accident, and I say that because I had been emceeing programs for like 10 years. And I would get the feedback that they liked my stories. Everybody liked my stories that I was sharing, and they would laugh and laugh. And I decided, you know what, maybe I need to go and put those on a CD because my memory is not, you know, not going to be forever. And since those were specific stories about my children, because I was a Sunday school teacher, and that's where a lot of my material came from my Sunday school kids. So I went ahead and did that and put that on CD. So I had my first CD comedy project called Back at You, Lord, in 2008. Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So how long have you been performing stand-up comedy?
I've been doing stand-up about 12 years now. I decided to take it seriously a little more than a hobby, try to make a profession with it. It's been about 12 years now.
Okay, that's great. Now, although the purpose of comedy is laughter, of course, what are the purpose or purposes do you want the audience to experience?
I want the audience to experience healing. And the reason I say that is because I was in a setting where I really saw the benefit of laughter, and people had just been crying. Some family was being given an award for someone who just recently passed, and the way these women were wailing, I could tell the pain was new. And, I mean, their crying put me in that funeral. I could just imagine how they felt. Well, 10 minutes later, I was up, and I was sitting over there on the corner praying, going, "Lord, now you really got to show up, because how am I going to be funny after this, because I'm feeling their pain." And 10 minutes later, when I hit that stage, I mean, I just went and hit it, did my 10 minutes. But when I was up there on the stage, those same two women who had just been falling out crying and had been so sad were busting out laughing harder than everybody else. And, I mean, I almost dropped the mic and shouted myself. I said, I see you are the two I was here for, not everybody else, but just you two. You know, so they're dealing with it, and I see the power of the gift of laughter. I understand what I've got, so we're not playing and wasting it.
That's right, and that's good. I always do things with a purpose. Excellent. Okay. What process do you use to develop your stand-up comedy material?
Well, I get motivation from everywhere, let me put it that way. Actually, the Holy Spirit kind of gives me a lot while I'm driving, and I said that's dangerous because, you know, I can't be writing and driving at the same time. And I had to increase my ginseng so I could start remembering everything it gives me.
Right.
And then sometimes just being in places of observing people, I'll get an idea that I can make a skit out of this, or I can modify a skit and give it a little more, you know. So my processes are just from everything, even just writing. So I don't just sit down and just write and hope I get a skit. Sometimes I have one girlfriend in particular that I get that kind of energy from, that before 10 minutes of our having a conversation, I've came up with 3 different skits just based on our conversation, what she'd say, right. I'd feed off of that kind of thing. So I have very different processes used to develop my materials.
That's good.
And then you know how it is when you're in church. Stuff just happens in church.
That's right.
That's just natural. I mean, that just come with it. So that's it right there. And there, nobody's coming to church to be funny. You know, really, the deacons aren't wearing high watches on purpose, you know. But it can be funny going to see communion. So, hey, you know, when you're in your natural element, you're just giving it. I mean, it's just giving to me, you know.
Right, and you don't have to try hard. You don't have to try hard. It just comes natural. Yeah.
I don't have to try at all.
That's right. Okay. According to you, who is the funniest comedian that you've ever watched, and why, besides yourself?
I don't have one specific because I didn't grow up saying I wanted to be a comedian. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't grow up watching a lot of comedians, and actually there weren't any clean ones anyway when I was coming up. Red Fox wasn't clean. Mom's Baby was probably the cleanest, and Bill Cosby, but he was doing more acting than he was, you know, being a comedian. But even today, well, closer to the 80s, the late Paul Kennison, I loved him, and the late Bernie Mac, and I liked I'm growing on Steve Harvey because he was never one of my favorites, and Eddie Murphy is too rough for me, a little too raw.
Oh, yeah.
But he's still good. I'm not taking nothing away from him. He's still a genius. He made great money doing what he's done. And I love Cedric the Entertainer, and I'm hoping that we get more women. I'm noticing, too, that more women are coming out under the Christian comedy umbrella.
Yes.
And hopefully they're not women who did secular first and then turned, you know, into it, but I see that some of them have, I guess, went as far as they could secular and then decided, well, let me go to the church and come and tell them I'm a comedian, a Christian comedian, and their content is not even Christian at all. So I believe that God is getting ready to let the real Christians come forward. So that people like me and some other real ones can come forward and shine and have an opportunity to really share the gift of laughter like it should be to the body.
Right. And, you know, as you're speaking, I was thinking about that. You are, and I was just listening to you, you are just genuine in your comedy. Like I just told you a while ago, you're not trying to be funny. You're being serious, but it's funny, some of the stuff that you're saying. You know, especially about the church and all that. But you are right. We need to be genuine in our gifts that God has given and not just switch over to either secular or religion because, you know, just to fit in a mold, in other words.
Exactly.
Right.
So I think Mr. Brown has helped us do that as well. Tyler Perry and Mr. Brown has helped bring Tommy to say that it's okay to be in the church. So hopefully, you know, people, I think that's kind of opened some doors and will continue to allow us Christian comedians an opportunity to get our foot in the door a little easier.
Right, right. What elements are essential to a great comedy performance?
I think the element of surprise is number one.
Right.
I mean, if you do something people don't expect you to do,
right.
And then just timing and then your material. I mean, that's what makes your performance great and memorable is your content, your material, and how you presented it. Because everybody
right.
has a different comedic style. I don't do improv well, but I do storytelling, and I can do jokes, and I sing with some of my skits. Well, every comedian can't do all of that either, so you just do what your style is that's comfortable for you.
That's right.
That's what's going to make you effective is you've got to do what's comfortable for you.
That's right.
So you can
okay.
get your message across. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, can you tell the listeners about a few projects or gigs that you have going on now?
Well, the few projects that I have going on now are on my YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel. I'm regularly posting videos. Like today, I take five of them. And so between my tablet and my cell phone, I've got both of them trying to upload on YouTube. So you have
right.
to stay in. You have to go ahead and subscribe because I've gotten to the place now that I don't remember which day-to-day which ones I put out there because, you know, your feed don't stay. And I'm not sitting
right.
there writing it down, you know. So I'm like, people just going to have to just subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Miss
right.
T Chuckles, M-I-Z-T Chuckles. And so that's going to be ongoing, and then I'm working on a couple of projects that I'm praying to be able to be put on television, just like people have a motivational moment. Well, we're going to have a comedy terry moment with Miss T, so I've got material there that I'm getting ready to film. Yeah, to have something different to offer the Christian television networks that are starting to spring up through Internet television, and they're looking for Christian-based, faith-based material. So I'm working on trying to get the word out like that as well. And I'm planning a conference in 2014, a singles conference. Our singles, we don't have enough to do. And then for those who are single and celibate, we really don't have anything to celebrate. So I'm going to create a reason to celebrate in 2014. So I'm creating a celibate singles conference. Hallelujah. Ha.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it going to be an
Austin? Yes, there's planning to be in Austin. I still need to decide if I want it to be an overnight retreat or not because I know as singles we don't do enough to pamper ourselves because we're, you know, in wanting somebody so bad to go out with and all that sometimes. So it's good to try to treat yourself. So I'm trying to decide if I want it to be an overnight thing and a night of pampering and then the, you know, workshops on the next day or if I'm just going to make it a workshop. I'm still debating.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, it's always good to have a vision in mind. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right. Let's talk about you as an author. How many books have you written, and what message do you want readers to glean from that?
Well, this is my first book, and I can tell you it was not on my bucket list. Not this one. I thought I'd write a children's book, but I guess God, like, you are a child. You have written a children's book. It's going to have my other children. He's got such a sense of humor, girl. Daddy got to have you rolling, girl. So this is my first book called Celibacy, What Was I Thinking? And basically the message is just to encourage those who are celibate, living with secondary virginity, who are just pure and never been touched sexually, to be encouraged and motivated, and I have steps on how to stay that way, how to maintain it. I've been celibate more than 10 years. Got to read the book to find out exactly how many. But it seems to get easier now, a whole lot easier now, because I have so many ministries now to work off of. And I wouldn't have found that, I probably wouldn't have found that ministry had I still been married. I had been married before, been divorced a long time now, 18 years, something like that, and I was married for 10, but if I had stayed married, I would not have found this voice, would not have found this ministry. So everything happens for a reason, and I just tell God, you know, just order my steps. And he sure right. did, Lord. He did.
All right. Now, what are your long-term and short-term goals for your career in writing and entertainment or ministry? We'll call it ministry.
I use short-term goals because they're easier for me to plan for and manage. And like I told you about the TV shows I'm working on, and then I'm planning a live comedy recording next year as well. I'm looking to do it like maybe this time next year because it's going to have a lot of music in it. I almost can't do anything without music. I'm serious. Any kind of presentation I make, it has to have some kind of music in there. So my music is going to consist of a live band and some made-up songs. So it's gonna be a big thing, something I haven't never done before, not like okay. this.
Right.
So I have that for people to look forward to, and maybe. People have asked me about a part two, people who read the book say, oh, you need to do a part two. And it's like, okay, I haven't asked God yet. The first book hadn't worn off yet because it's not even a year old. It just came out in March and got printed in April. So it's still new, so I'm still learning the hat of promoting that, and I'm still doing the comedy. So I've got dual careers and a full-time
right.
job going on, and I'm sitting there, Lord, now how come I ain't losing no weight? What's up with this?
right.
It's not working here. But anyway.
You're a mess. Okay. Well, good. Now, your bio indicated that you sing. Now, tell me a little bit about that career. Now, do you sing gospel? Or what's going on with this?
Well, I've been doing leading praise and worship for the last 12 years at the last fellowship I was at, and then the church I'm at now. So that's where that come in, leading praise and worship. And when
that's
God
good.
Told me that, yeah, Jesus, when God told me that assignment was over for temporarily, it happened 6 months before I actually started writing the book, and I see God just moved that out of the way because he knew that the discipline I have with learning songs and teaching songs of praise and worship, I wouldn't have had the time or energy to write a book. There's no way I would have had time to do it. So he's
right.
ordained the book. I know that. So he had to knock that off my table for a little bit and so that I can get this message out about being celibate and hopefully be an encourager to those who are celibate and not feel ashamed like it's a noose around their neck, because there's so much freedom in Christ. You're free to be you. You're free to have the title as a single person, and there's so much security in that. People can miss that. You know what I'm saying? Just because we want something so bad. We want to be joined. We want to be married. Well, I want to be married too, but it's got to be with a certain kind of man, because now I know I have a certain kind of anointing. He's got to be
right.
able to handle that. So he can't
right.
be weak-minded. He's got to be strong-minded, and he's got to be well-versed in the Word to be
right.
able to handle me and the gift and the tithe.
Right.
You know,
right.
you know what I'm saying? He's got to have strong leadership skills. So, but you know, people look at me, I'm a full-figured woman, and think, well, he's going to have to be a strong man with a strong back. He's going to need all of that, but he needs to be more mentally, he needs to be more alert and stronger there than anywhere else, because if he's not there, he doesn't get anything else. Hallelujah. Ha.
That's right.
Okay. Wait a minute. Now I threw in my preaching. I do a 20-second sermon like this, so that was my – I snuck that one in.
You know what? I was going to ask you.
I was going to actually ask you, do you minister? I was going to ask you that. Seriously.
Yeah, Ms. with T. everything I have. Yeah, I do. I do.
You
I mean,
do. I
you know,
tell.
Like you say that, and however the Spirit moves is what I do. I know one Sunday, before I knew it, the Spirit had taken over, and I had literally preached. The Lord wouldn't allow me to sing until I finished saying what he put on my heart to say. And I looked at my pastor when I kind of come to myself. I looked at him and I said, did we sing? I didn't even remember if we sang praise or worship. It was just, I was so caught up. And he looked at me and he said, honey, the Holy Spirit's in control. I don't have a problem with that. He said, I'm just going to go and take you back here and just give you your license. Ain't no sense in you doing no trial sermon. You not ready.
That's right.
So
that's
I was like, ooh, because one fellowship where pastor didn't like that, and this one is like, hey, the Holy Spirit's in charge, and I don't mind. I want that. You know, that's what I want. So however he uses you, that's what we do. I'm like, my God. So
yeah,
he surprised me with that one because I sure didn't think I had it. But apparently I do.
Yes, yes. Now, let me ask you this. Is there anything you would like to get? Huh?
I try to keep it at bay.
It's hard. It's hard to do that.
Sometimes, yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to say or do before we end the interview?
Oh, I would just like to thank you for this opportunity. I said she's going to forget about me because I'm trying to get my schedule with hers. And y'all, I'm going to tell y'all, I got 3 more gray hairs waiting on for Miss Love.
What? No way.
But I have to thank you. I'm called. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
No, thank you. But hold on.
Give you a hard time.
I know you're giving me a hard time. Look at this. Now, if the audience. Miss T.
Yes.
Miss T.
I'm through.
Now, see, you're about to give
yeah.
me some gray hairs. You're about to give me some gray hairs. Look at this. And listen.
No.
Now,
yes.
if. So if I wanted to, seriously, if I wanted to contact you, or the audience wanted to contact you to get your book or to get your DVD, I really want that DVD, how can we do that? How can we get on your website or where is it at? Where are these materials?
My website is www.mizttcomedy.com. That's MIZTcomedy.com. You can order
okay.
the book and the CD project there. If
okay.
you want... my book in PDF format is on Amazon Kindle, and the book is titled Celibacy, What Was I Thinking? And my legal name is Trinae Prosser, and I have a Facebook fan page called Comedian Miss T. You can join there. You can join me with my legal name, Trinae Prosser. You can call me at 713-570-6941.
Mm-hmm.
And my
okay.
website also has a contact form for if you wanted to inquire about comedy services or emceeing or stuff like that. So
now, do you have
an
email?
I have email and I'm on Twitter. I forgot about that because I'm looking for tweet. I love getting tweeted. Oh, y'all just excite me. My email address is MIZTcomedy@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
And my Twitter handle is Ms. T Comedy, MIZT Comedy. See, it's all simple. MIZT Comedy. You will find me, child.
Well, good. Now, Ms. T, I want to team up with you with a little bit of this comedy, and I also will be calling you in the spring because I'm going to throw an event. And I want you to be
okay.
there. Bring your materials, but we will speak before that time.
Okay, amen. All right. Got a new sister. I love that.
Yes. Okay, so I want to thank you, first of all, for taking out your time, and I know your schedule is very hectic, just like everybody else's. So I'm going to go ahead and go into the announcements, and you can hang up or whatever you like to do, but be sure to stay in contact with me. You're on my page, so I'll be contacting you about some events.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much also for giving me an opportunity to meet some new fans.
Well, good. I appreciate you.
I love you too, darling.
Love you. All right.
Okay, y'all behave. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. Miss T. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss T who joined us for an interview, and we appreciate her very dearly. So please contact her for any services or if you just want to connect with her as well. Please continue to uplift your family by asking them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove, that's FREDALOVE. On Wednesday, we're praying with yours truly. Now, let's go back. Tuesday, be sure to catch up with some of the shows that you've missed or we've missed. So be sure to catch up with some of those shows by going to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove, FREDALOVE. Friday, we will have Miss Wanda Bell and her ministries. I will be interviewing Miss Wanda Bell on Friday. Saturday, we'll have Mr. Mike Sears, who will be online with us. And Sunday, we will have Bishop Clark, who will be in the house giving a powerful, powerful message. The Fashion Line, the Fashion Line, the Fashion Line is here. Fashionsbylove.com is here. Please be sure to look up that website. Be sure to continue to pray for one another. Make that list of 10 individuals and make sure that those individuals are not all your family members, but add a couple of friends and add those who you know and those who you don't know. Tomorrow, as I said before, you can catch up on the shows on blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. Gospel artists, poets, authors, community leaders, coaches, writers, and more. Please Facebook our Free to Love, that's ALFREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_LOVE@yahoo.com. I would love to feature you on the show. I'm currently booking for the December dates, confirming the November dates. If I did tell you that I would call you, I'm going to call you this week, and I will call some of you during the Thanksgiving holidays. So please expect those phone calls. All right. We have a couple of playoff games going on, so be sure to check the newspaper for that. Keep everybody in prayer, uplifted in prayer. There are some people who are sick. There are some people who are hurting. There are some people who are in pain. There are some people who are praying about their ministries. There are some people who just need prayer. And once again, I recommend Jesus to everyone. I recommend Jesus on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because he's just that good and more. I want to thank God publicly, I want to thank my family and my friends for the continued support and listening. I want to thank all of my guests who take out the time to stop by and interview with Lil Free to the E. And I just want to thank all of you for everything that you do. Continue to pray. Continue to look up. Continue to trust God, continue to be with God, continue to allow God to lead and guide you in the path of righteousness in the direction that you should go. And I guarantee you, you will make it to your destination, and you will be happy wherever the Lord leads you. So if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until Wednesday, take care of yourselves and each other. And then after Wednesday, continue to take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.